wave of dangerous weather. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Tornadoes wreaking havoc in the Midwest, causing a building to collapse with dozens of folks inside, destroying and damaging hundreds of homes. And the bad weather is not going anywhere yet.
All of this moisture right across the plains, North Texas, one of the spots that's going to be under the gun. We could see severe weather anywhere from, say, Michigan all the way down towards the Big Bend of Texas. But really, the bullseye of this is going to be across parts of North Texas through Oklahoma, southeastern parts of Kansas, maybe a little bit of Missouri as well.
Fox Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, the sheriff's office in Lancaster County, Nebraska, saying parts of a big manufacturing plant collapsed, trapping at least 70 workers. They were all evacuated. All in all, a dozen people treated at area hospitals following the severe weather. Protesters still camped out in New York City's Columbia University, and college protests continue at many schools nationwide.
Demonstrators, often taking a pro-Palestinian or anti-Semitic bent, have been present on U.S. campuses for more than a week, forming encampments in public spaces from Harvard, Yale, UPenn, and notably Columbia University, where the school's president continues to be criticized for a lack of action in ending the protests, where people in Hamas-style garb are blocking or threatening Jews on campus. Meanwhile, the University of Texas at Austin is suspending the campus Palestine Solidarity Committee after disrupting a growing encampment. Police outside Atlanta hauled protesters off the campus at Emory University, and the University of Florida is threatening to prosecute anyone engaged in prohibited activities. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Meantime, officials at Columbia say they are continuing talks with student protest groups to try and reach some sort of an agreement to remove a tent encampment before commencement ceremonies. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Week two wrapping up yesterday, Friday, in former President Trump's New York City criminal trial. The court hearing from the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker.
A busy day yesterday with more testimony from David Pecker, Donald Trump's friend and former National Enquirer publisher. Now, Pecker is alleged to have bought former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal's story about an alleged affair with Trump while he was married to Melania with the intent never to publish it, a practice known as catch and kill. A lawyer for the former president exposed inconsistencies with Pecker's testimony about whether or not Trump actually thanked him for suppressing such story. Now, Pecker says he now believes he may have violated some federal election law while suppressing McDougal's story. Pecker told the jury, quote, "I have been truthful to the best of my recollection," end quote.
Fox's David Spunt, the former president's longtime assistant, also took the stand, saying that he was always, quote, fair and respectful. Congressional Republicans, meantime, critical of President Biden over his refusal to renew some Trump-era tax cuts.
At stake in the November election, your tax dollars, with some provisions in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act set to expire at the end of next year, House Republicans say they should stay in place. Tax Subcommittee Chair Mike Kelly and Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith are creating 10 tax teams to take a look at the impact of the cuts ending, with groups of lawmakers focusing on manufacturing, Main Street and rural America, supply chains, and more.
Fox's Grady Trimble at the White House, and the Biden White House also proposing a nearly 45% hike in the capital gains tax. Hamas saying it's reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. A senior Hamas official giving no details of that Israeli offer, but saying it was in response to a proposal from Hamas 2 weeks ago. I'm Paul Stevens.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.